to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. I've got some interesting announcements. My hour two guest had some has to go to do a special appointment, so he's not available. But we do have Rob Roselli, boxofsunglasses.com in hour number two. He'll be on for the first two segments. Calling in the next few minutes, we'll have Pastor Butch Paul. We also have Wendy from the Granada Forum, who interviewed me last week on their program over in Revolution Radio. And I always tell people, ask the toughest questions you would ask that you wouldn't expect any human being to possibly answer, and I'll answer them, or I'll break down the problem to its constituent parts instantly. And I want people to understand this. I'm here to provide you a blessing, to bless you with answers to your health problems. We're in the process of launching all of our monoatomic liposomal minerals. Those will be up probably by tonight. We also have all of our major peptides up, and I have patents 3 weeks ago for my Red Deer Velvet DR. I can now do epigenetic frequency therapy through my Sonic Life machine, which we can get you, through the ProGen 3 microcurrent device, and through the Pearl M Plus as well. So I can actually turn on your genes to actually activate anti-aging right now with our supplements, including oncomycin, and our other supplements that we can help to regenerate your body. So you don't need to do a joint replacement. We can do a joint regeneration. For example, that's possible right now. For example, I would tell people, we'll get an orthopedic surgeon for you in your town or city or country to clean out the joint. Put in Highland 6 millimeter molecular weight polymer. I don't like the idea of the expensive idea of injecting stem cells into a joint or rich plasma. You have plenty of stem cells. We can activate those stem cells with the photon sound beam, violet ray machine, and the cell vital mat, and then the new, in 3 weeks' time, we'll have available the Magi. So these are all available right now. Pastor Butch is on hold. So Pastor Butch, I want to hear from you. We had some discussions. You have your own show, and you have many, many people have been listening to you over 20 years. We talked about, because we're on the same page of music as Christians, about this latest shooting event, two events back-to-back that occurred, and the Christian and the constitutional solution to the problem, which is not to take away people's guns or body armor. It's to take away crazy people who will, by the way, more people are killed with hammers and knives than with assault rifles in America. And the big problem is no gun zones. There should be no gun zones. They should be immediately removed. They need to have a flag law so that if someone's crazy, you don't have to go through a big court hearing and everything. If the school nurse and the doctor or people that are in the school or a workplace know someone's crazy and putting a rape or a kill list, they need to immediately be grabbed and put into an evaluation for 48 hours. And if it looks like they're crazy, they need to go to their home and clean out anything they have, including anything sharper than a pencil. But this idea of taking away guns, I should have anything, including anti-aircraft guns or non-lethal weapons that I can design or build, which, I'm going to start building the designs, and I'm going to make it available to my Christian cohorts that are a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns, and both lethal and non-lethal weapons, because if they come grabbing our guns in America, 93 armed American, million Americans, they're going to have a bloody civil war. And I can tell you, the demon rats, if they don't get in 2020, but they get in 2024 or 2028 or thereafter, and they come for our guns, God help them, because we will not. Pastor Butch, your comments.
Well, you're right, and I will tell you this, and I do have some sources that are pretty reliable, just like you do. One of my sources has informed me that they intend to literally start confiscating guns after election 2020. Now, they may do that with red flag laws as they pick up more and more people that they say are insane, and we can thank our president for red flag laws. He started these with a comment about a year ago, and states jumped all over it, take the guns first, then go to court. And as we know, people have been turned in by family members who don't like them, and they're taking their guns. A gentleman in Maryland was shot. His sister turned him in. He wouldn't give his gun up, and it killed him. But confiscation has already started. It is already started.
You see, that's not rational. For example, when I was practicing in Canada, because I was doing my original medical school in Canada and then practicing in the States for the past 30-some years, what I want people to understand is you wouldn't have these irrational things in Canada. You couldn't just go to somebody's home and grab their guns. You'd have to have somebody basically certify that they're clinically insane, and you have to do it in a proper manner. This idea of just red flagging because a relative or friend or coworker says that you're crazy, and all of a sudden you have a SWAT team outside your home, is very American, isn't it? It's not rational.
No, it's not rational.
In fact, I think, who's the guy that I think was killed about 20 years ago? who was a major whistleblower with the New World Order. In fact, he was killed even before, you know, in the early years even of Alex Jones' show and over at Genesis Network. What was his name?
Are you talking about, I gave him to my tongue. He wrote a book, Behold a Pale Horse.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. The author of Behold a Pale Horse. I can Google it and tell you in a second here.
I should know that. My goodness.
Hold
but anyway, they killed him for what he was doing.
Yeah, and by the way, he was actually, what people need to understand
Cooper,
here.
Cooper's name, Cooper.
Bill Cooper. Now, you have to understand, if you know the story about how he was killed, he was actually not going to turn over his guns. They were actually going after him, and they decided that he was a former U.S. State's Naval Intelligence Briefing Team member, right? And he was releasing information about the New World Order that was decades ahead of everybody else. And they decided to go to his home and then tried to seize his guns, and when he resisted, they shot him dead.
That's true.
Now, I got an announcement I got to make right now. Now, you know that I sell nutraceuticals, right? That's my primary thing in hour number one,
mm-hmm.
right? Did you know that PayPal just took us off PayPal? They just removed us?
Oh, really?
And you know why they said they did it? They said they don't like our business. Now, my business is to help people with health, with nutraceuticals and functional medicine, which, by the way, I integrate it with their local doctors and surgeons and oncologists, or not only in America, but around the world. And in hour two and three, I discuss geopolitical and spiritual things because I'm a Christian. And I'm a conservative Christian. I don't believe in foolishness. And even when I see things being done wrong by Trump, pushing 5G network, recycled toxic water, and genetically modified food. And the problem is, when he opened this can of worms with red flag laws, you know the states, which, by the way, are the ones that make the red flag laws, and the Democrats who control a lot of the big cities, are going to go crazy on it.
Yes, they're going to
try to use red flag laws to seize guns. For example, I have guns I had to leave in Colorado because I can't bring them to California because possession of those guns in California is considered a crime. I have a MAC 90 with 3,000-plus rounds of Russian hollow-headed 9mm bullets and basically drums that can carry over 100 bullets in each drum. Now, having a medical doctor like me, who is very, you know, a decent person, having a gun is not dangerous. Having a person that's 17 years of age and has a rape or kill list, that's dangerous. And instead of them notifying, and same thing with the Parkland murders, that these kids should have actually been brought in to help or been co-adopted by another parent, because obviously the parent's not doing their job. If the kids got guns in their home, or if they're doing things, shooting in the backyard, or God knows what they're doing, killing pets. There's something really wrong with a society that has violent video games. I remember taking care of pilots from Air Force Academy back in the mid-90s. And the director of new video production, because I took care of all the pilots and also all of their staff at Air Force Academy, which is a top gun place in America. And he said they were very afraid of bringing in the video games back years earlier because they were concerned that they couldn't turn off the kill reflex. Now, we have children that are mentally ill. And a part of the mental illness is caused by toxic vaccines, genetically modified food, Wi-Fi networks, and cell phones, and a toxic culture that allows violent video games where they can't discern reality, and violent TV shows and miniseries on TV and movies. I mean, some of the movies are so gross, they're not even allowed. They've actually pulled the ad. For example, ad for the gory thriller The Hunt is pulled. I mean, what do you expect? They did a recent survey of younger people that say under 20, 25 years of age. And over 90 to 92% say they're hopeless. That's because we have dead churches, a dead political system that has dialectics on both sides that are wrong. And by the way, even when Trump is a great businessman in helping America try to fight the evil of China and its trade attacks against American intellectual property, he's not doing everything right. He's not building missile defense, as far as I'm concerned. He's not dealing with the Russians and their missiles aimed at our throat in La Chila Island in Nicaragua. I'm having a hell of a time contacting him, and he even want to pay for the ticket to fly John W. Spring there, who was a whistleblower, 1961, 1983, that stopped the Russians before they were ready to strike us. And it's Russian missiles in North Korea. It's not Chinese. It's not homemade North Korean missiles. They're Russian missiles made from Rosatom. I have the classified source of information on that. So what I'm seeing is that the right are screwing up a little bit. And if you and I, if let's say Pastor Butch and Dr. Bill and some of my cohorts would be the Samuel Council or the high priest for Donald Trump, and he started firing people like Mr. Ray in the FBI and firing idiots like Mr. John Lightning Bolt, who wants to start a great big war, the war should start financially. We should be shutting down the banks and the money for the PLA billionaires in China, which we created. The oligarchs in Russia, including the largest manufacturer of aluminum in the world, is a Russian oligarch, and Mr. Putin. We should go in and with special forces take out the drug cartels and the Russian missiles in La Rochelle Island and Nicaragua. And we should demissilize the South China Sea Islands, which are now threatening ships in the area of the largest traffic area of the world, the South China Sea. And we tolerate it? Trump is not being very Trumpian as far as I'm concerned now. And he's whipping his way right through to, I mean, really, in a sense, I agree with Donald, with Alex Jones. Trump is actually committing geopolitical suicide, even though the Democrats are so bad. No rational, even Democrat, even if they're not pro-life, would vote for them. But Trump is not doing everything he should be to actually be Trump. Where the hell is Trump? He's drinking too much ice. Really, what's going on?
Trump is Bush on steroids. And I mean that two different ways. He's going to do more to damage us with what liberty we have left than Bush ever did with Patriot Act 1 and 2.
Right.
He's also on steroids compared to Bush because the Christians swooned over Bush, but they're idolizing Trump. And that is some of the most foolish, damnable thing anyone can do, especially a Christian. Donald Trump is not a believer.
He's not a Christian.
Prove that. He is turning into a total leftist communist, and that's a fact, too. Now, he's done a few things I do agree with. But he had 2 years with Republicans running both houses and accomplished nothing. And now he's got Democrats in the House.
He lowered the tax rate for the big corporations, but he was going to put the second part in. And again, there were backstabbing Republicans there, but there's a lot of things he could do by executive orders. I'm going to give a short list of what Trump could do today. Number one, he could put an executive order to make sure, and this is firstly with health care. Number one, he would do an executive order that all insurance carriers have to pay doctors and their health professionals and so on an hourly wage that's income neutral. Number two, he'd have to have what's called transparency in terms of pricing across the nation and open borders so any insurance company in Ohio can sell in California or anywhere else. Number three, he needs to get rid of malpractice. He needs to have an executive order that we go to mediation, and we also monitor doctors. If they don't know what they're doing, we want to monitor them online, and if their education shows that they haven't done, say, a shoulder surgery in 5 years, they shouldn't be able to do a damn shoulder surgery unless they go back for a few weekends to prove they know how they're doing. We also need alternate pathways. So if you're a medic doing surgery in a MASH unit, five tours of duty in Afghanistan, you should be able to actually master the database and prove you're a surgeon, and presto changeo, you're a damn surgeon. This is simple. We can cut the cost of health care. We can also, we already have a law since 87 that we take care of everybody, including illegals or people who visit from Angola. If they have an accident or an injury or something terrible, we still print all the costs. When people say, and I hear Republicans say, we don't want to cover the cost of illegals. We already do. We're stupid. We send them to emergency to cost 10 times more. And these doctors are incompetent. They don't know how to treat cancer, pediatric or geriatric patients. Just have a room in a hospital that's already there. Don't build another building. And just shunt those people over there and pay the doctors and nurses. A lot of them retired. For example, if I'm retired, I wouldn't mind working half a day a week, say, on a Saturday morning to take care of people. And I don't need a lot of money. Just pay me what's called income neutral. In other words, if pay a surgeon so that he gets the same pay whether he's cutting somebody or he's talking to them to prevent them from having the next heart attack. That would solve the problem. Now, in terms of the drug trade, our SAD, Special Activity Division, is directly collaborating with Afghanistan and the Taliban and the Mexican cartels and the cartels in Nicaragua, Guatemala, and El Salvador, and South America, the drug cartels. They take their tut, which is $2 trillion a year just in the drug trade, let alone organ trade and human trade, and these many trillions of dollars goes into underground world, what's called deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, and weird genetic engineering and advanced technologies, including AI. And the center for AI for the whole world, the Matrix, is actually based in Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. It's not coming from Beijing or whatever. It's coming from the United States. So while Trump is overseeing this, including his son-in-law, who's a Kabbalistic warlock, trying to lay a peace accord with the Palestinians and the Muslims, who believe that if the Mahdi brings on the 12th Imam, they're going to have a war that will Islamify the world. And Trump's laying the groundwork for everything, including 5G network. He's not stopping it. He's laying the groundwork for it. Right?
That's right.
Stay right there. We'll be right back with Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch, I can talk to you on the break now.
Okay.
Stay there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Well, Pastor Butch, I need to get you on for some more times and more often, but tell us about how they get to listen to your show.
Well, they can listen. I hear Monday through Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. They can listen on, if you listen on shortwave, you can listen on 6115. You can also listen on the phone if you cannot get on the shortwave by calling 351-999-5116. And we are at on stations in Utah, Missouri, and places across country. They can also listen online. The best way I've found is go to Zeno, Z-E-N-O, .fm/KYAH 540 AM. Listen there very well, very, very clear signal. I air three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m.
Now, all these Easter links and information is on your website, PastorButch.com.
It's
all
on
right?
The website, PastorButch.com.
So I'll grab that and post it up after the show, because I don't want to bring other co-hosts even here on the network. I was almost going to get Chuck Wilder on, who has a big show here on CRN, which is a Christian network. We're on CRN 6, which is a Christian subs channel. They have six channels right now, and I think they have a potential for seven or eight. And we need to get more truth out, because to be honest with you,
we are
the salt and light of the nation, and America has a duality of character. It's both the daughter of Babylon and daughter of Zion. I think of America, I call it, and God's given me this inspiration, I call it Ephraimerica. It's like Ephraim before it became so apostate, God allowed it to be taken away by the Medo-Persians to Isfahan, western Iran, which is near the Bashar reactor, by the way. But America is doomed. America is doomed. And the fact is, without wisdom, without repentance, and I don't see repentance in America. I mean, if this president was a real Christian, he'd have Vice President Pence, and he'd be having a scripture reading and prayer for at least a half hour to an hour every week on video. But he doesn't. Yes. His Bible accumulates, and I know he is father, and he probably is, from all of my evidence, a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and the 17th level of the York Rite, called Yabalon, is the name of their god, which they worship when they're illuminated. And Yah is the creator god of the universe, but Baal is the fertility god, i.e. another name for Lucifer, and the god of all property, by the way, which is why all the banks in the world are owned by the property owner, i.e. the devil, through the Jesuits and through the Federal Reserve System. And then, of course, Osiris is the god of the underworld that resurrected, like King Nimrod, Babylon. People have to understand that high-level Masons all believe that the two of the three names of their god are actually Lucifer, the opposer.
That's true.
And people have to understand also, Islam is never going to have peace with Israel or Christians. Well, they teach in the Hadith and the Quran that when Yeshua returns, Jesus, he has to be a Muslim, and he's going to behead every Christian and kill every Jew that doesn't repent and become a Muslim.
Well, I wrote a few books, and one of the books I put in a comment that it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. So
right.
The church, the true church, not those that go to Sunday school and Sabbath school and pretend like they're Christians and keep their heads stuck in the sand, but the true
right.
church, the true warriors of Christ, will battle evil as we're ordered to all through the scriptures. And
right.
no matter what the cost, we will stand for the truth. It may cost our life. It may cost our families. But that's not the point.
Well, I just got knocked off PayPal because they don't like my business. My business
sell
supplements. You know why they don't like my business? Last week you were on the program, and I asked, and I'm going to ask you again, and hopefully you won't get knocked off air. Last week you were on, and your phone line was cut. And you know the next hour after you were on, the same thing happened. I said, God has given me a natural and supernatural talent. I don't have a cape, and I don't have a spandex suit, and I can't fly at the speed of light. But intellectually and spiritually, I am a Superman. Not for my sake, because I got a lot of persecution. I've been attacked by my friends, colleagues, relatives, by former patients, by the New World Order. You wouldn't believe all the things that have happened to me, and demonic things that have happened that are pureed out of evil. Just like me today, finding out that I was knocked off PayPal. I want you to ask the top two or three questions you think no person rational, unless God is inspiring them, would have an answer. Go ahead. And
all
this
right.
is not rehearsed, by the way. Ask.
So this is totally unrehearsed. You're right. What do you see happening in 2020 for election, and what do you see happening right after 2020?
Well, I think what's happening, what I see happening, is I'm having a great deal of trouble breaking through to Trump. So 2.5 years ago, when Trump got elected, I prayed and I said, God, tell me, because I knew that we were getting closer to the time of the end. I was getting older. I'm 67 and a half now. And I know that God brought me back from basically three times I died. I died at birth and was brought back after I'd given the last rites. I died at 8 and a half and went to heaven. God sent me back. And 5 years ago, I almost died again. The devil tried to take me out, by the way, in January. And God literally resurrected me from that, too. So that's like the fourth time. And I said, God, you know, 2 and a half years ago, I said, is Donald Trump either the Antichrist or the one to introduce one? And I bugged him repeatedly because, you see, like my ancestor Moshe, God will speak to me in dreams, visions, and sometimes he'll actually speak to me audibly, just like Moses. And you know what he did? He audibly talked to me and he said, don't ask me again, Bill, because I'll tell you. In other words, when we see Jared Kushner, who reveres Rabbi Schneerson, who's a high-level Kabbalistic warlock, no different than the Saruman the Magnificent from the Trilogy of the Ring with all those evil, you know, creatures. When we see, for example, the dead church in America, because not once in 19 years now I've been asked to speak at any church, and I'll do a video link. I'll even raise money for them. I'll do anything. But they don't want me to answer. And I ask people even to call them to the show and ask tough questions, so-called Christians. They don't. No one asks tough questions. And so what I see happening in 2020, I believe Trump will probably be reelected. But his health is deteriorating. He's drinking at least 12 Diet Cokes a day. He's being managed right now. His health is deteriorating. I don't know if he'll live out his entire second term, but I can tell you he'll most certainly will be elected because the Democrats have committed geopolitical suicide. Even if you're an average Democrat, there's 21 million pro-life Democrats. They can't support late-term abortion even if they don't mind early term. What's going to happen is the Democrats will have open borders, which the average person, in fact, it turns out the most conservative elements in the Democratic Party are black and Hispanic. It's only the white, globalist, satanic, Luciferian, you know, Jews or so-called uber socialists, like AOC, who's pretty damn white, to be honest with you, even though she says she's Hispanic. These people are the ones, the whites, actually, that are pushing the extreme green, dirty agenda, which wants to kill 95% of the population. The conservative element in the Democratic Party are blacks and Hispanics that will just want to have jobs and have a decent income and have clean water and clean food and be able to have enough money to pay for gas and their mortgage. So what I see happening is the Democrats are going to commit political suicide. Trump will gain even more power. And Trump isn't going to use it for good. What I see so far, I mean, maybe things will change and God will open the door so you and I can be his Samuel counsel. He's screwing up. He's pushing 5G network, which I can tell you is the last layer of the mark of the beast. He's pushing genetically modified foods that if you feed 8-mon-80 corn to gerbils, their brain shrinks, they get microcephaly, they get cancer, and they get turned diabetic, and they have all kinds of tumors all over their body. This is a specialist I had on my show from the University of Edinburgh did research 5 years ago, an Indian specialist, PhD. So what I see happening is we're going to get the New World Order, but we're going to get a right version where these worshiping Christians think that Donald Trump is a Christian. We're going to get Israel that's not going to be fully protected because at some day, Iran and Russia, which are, by the way, part of the cabal, and Iran wants to bring about the 12th, their imamers, called the 12th Imam. They believe if they start a thermonuclear war by destroying Israel, that God will bring about the Islamification of the world. That's how nuts they are. And by the way, we put the imams in, and Rouhani, and previously Ayatollah Khomeini, after we replaced the Shah, which we replaced after we took out Mossadegh. So our CIA and the British put in the Shah of Iran to act as our proxy. And in 1978, when he wouldn't cooperate with building a petrochemical plant there, and he decided to take out the Shah, they told him nicely, either you leave nicely or we're going to kill you, SLB. And guess what? He left nicely. So they put in Ayatollah Khomeini. They even copied his audio tapes to make sure that when he arrived, they even told the Islamic military and the guard there to step down and not kill anybody protesting when they came in with Ayatollah to the square in Tehran. We did it. We also passed nuclear weapons, including targeting technology during the Clinton era, not only after the Second World War, including centrifuges of nuclear material that we gave to the Russians. In the 1990s, under Clinton administration, we gave targeting technology to the Russians and Chinese so they could accurately target our population centers and military bases. They allowed stealing our intellectual property so they could kill us. And we don't have any underground bases for our people to go to hide in if there's nuclear war, like they do in Russia or even Switzerland. So, yes, what I see happening is Donald Trump is a distraction. Unless he repents and becomes a real Christian, he's laying the groundwork for the New World Order by everything he does. I don't see him being a part of the solution. He's part of the problem. He's the right leg of the beast. And what, people don't want to hear this. I want to support Trump. I want to talk to the man. But he needs to understand, I am like Samuel. I'm like my ancestor Moshe. 2,000 years ago, a prophecy was given to my ancestor in the Sanhedrin. Going back to 2,800 years ago, my ancestor was a lineal bloodline descendant of Moses that married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took the name Naima, the Naami tribe of the Medes in Eshfahan. And 2,000 years ago, a letter was given by Jesus, directly a prophecy, passed through my family that one would rise in the family to become a prophet as Moses. 100 years ago, my great-uncle Michael published Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet, based on that allegory in that letter that my great-uncle Michael, my grandfather's oldest brother, had over almost 2,000 years. I am that one, and so are you. You're called as a prophet to speak to the churches. You're dead. It's like going into a morgue and realizing you're not in an ICU. You're in a morgue. The body's stopped. The heart's not beating. The fungi are taking over, and the body's liquefying, and they still think they're alive, don't they?
They certainly do. And to be quite honest with you, the so-called church in America is the biggest detriment to the cause of Christ in this country.
That's because they preach a gospel of works. They preach a gospel of niceness, that if you're nice and people like you, they'll become jealous and want to become like you because you paint fences and give money to the poor. And good works don't take away sin. Only hearing and doing Shema, you have to have a prayer life. God doesn't want a tithe of you. He wants all of you. He wants everything you do to be considered in prayer as to whether God would approve it. Read your Bible and actually and prayerfully ask God with your Urim and Thummim stones in your soul to tell you whether it's yes or no to do it. I don't see that. I see a dead church. I see pastors that are afraid of prophets and apostles because they're afraid. I remember when I would be asked by various churches, well, will you come under our authority? I said, no, I come under the authority of the Most High God. Even the last church that I spoke to in Living Waters Fellowship outside St. Paul, Minnesota in January of 2000, that's 19 and a half years ago, I spoke for almost 7 hours, and there were supernatural things happening in the stadium when I spoke. But guess what? They gave me all kinds of gifts and everything, of bread and everything, because they were so impressed, but no, I didn't have any follow-up. I don't get anybody to call on my shows, whether it's on Clear Channel back 20 years ago, or on Genesis Network, or Republic Radio, or Rents Network. And all of these networks treat me with great disrespect. Rents Network basically would not post my medical or geopolitical articles. And even when I had one 6 months ago, I said, well, you know, I have this co-host, John W. Spring, who was supposed to be on, he was on yesterday, who was the whistleblower in 1961 for the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1983 at the Grenada Crisis. And when I told him 2.5 years ago, I started getting standing visions of Russian missiles in Laurentia Island and the Orinoco River. I convinced him after 8 months to do enough research, and this guy is a geopolitical genius. He got proof. So we got the letter ready, and I told Rents that I had this already. He said, well, if you can get satellite photos, this is Pulitzer Prize winning. I prayed, and God gave me the satellite photos within 24 hours. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got them. And Trent's changed not only the title of the article within a week because we had some disagreements. He wouldn't post my medical articles on how to heal various things or do my other articles. He cut me off and even removed my articles. And all my archives that I've done over the years with Rents are completely removed. On Genesis, they said that I was there for 14 years as of January. They said I couldn't even say on Genesis that I had a show on the network on my commercials for products. And no one on Genesis would call me to ask me to come on the show even for 5 minutes to raise questions or respond and give a solution to any problem. The same thing with RBN. John Stadtmuller, what a nut. The entire alternative media is useless, as far as I'm concerned, except for a few bright lights like you, your show and my show. We are the only remnant left, actually, that serves the Most High God and knows that it will eventually probably kill us. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die for the truth, not for to get points in heaven. Because I love God and I don't want to see humanity not only destroyed, but I don't want to see them separated from the Creator God for eternity. Annihilated.
I do understand.
Brother, yeah, Dr. Bill, we have compassion.
Amen.
Well, amen. We want to get you back on soon, Pastor Butch.
Thanks for having me. Talk
God help us. Time. Go to PastorButch.com and listen to his program.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and we have the amazing Bob Vineyard here. With the Pure Water System, and you can save 10% by using the code NutriMed, NutriMed. Go to the NutriMedical.com website, NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop, Buy Products drop down. Go to Pure Water Systems, and go and get a Bev 100 system. It snaps on your tap in a minute. A Bev 200 tackle box system you have for preppers. You can drop a line into a puddle and make it cleaner than distilled water. With a 12-volt generator, a conversion even to your car. A Bev 300, I have 2 of them in my 2 refrigerators in my home, and a Bev 500 AutoFlush system and the whole house system. These are not only cheaper, but better than any system you're going to buy and will work, not the stupid Berkey or a Culligan or any other system your plumber might put in. They do not require beyond when your plumber plumbs them in for the other systems other than the Bevel 100. You can just snap on your tap. They have a four-phase system that uses a linear charcoal, the best RO membrane, and an ion exchange resin. So the only thing coming out are water molecules, which is why I call the cubes in my ice cube tray angel cubes, because they have little funny spikes on them. They look otherworldly, and they're clean enough. They don't have fluoride, chloride, bromide, radiotoxins, or toxic chemicals, or pesticides, or toilet to tap water, and industrial waste, and chemotherapy water in your water. And also your bathing water. If you have a whole host system and your washing water is not going to, you're not going to be bathing with trichloroethylene and toxic chemicals. You're not going to wash your dishes with toxic chemicals and then eat on them. Bob, tell us about the advantage of your system.
We can talk to each other, even though I don't have a flip phone, which is perfect. We can talk to each other and give each other information for 2 or 3 minutes, and for us, that's a lot.
Yeah. God forbid, if there's an emergency, you can call out to who you have to.
Absolutely.
Okay, like just a second. I'm hearing someone else patching in there. I wonder if this is Wendy calling in rather than Bob Vineyard. Wendy, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
You don't need to yell, though. You're a little loud. Okay, I guess we must have missed Bob Vineyard. He mustn't have made it. Okay, Wendy, I want you to ask the toughest questions you can, as I mentioned to Pastor Butch. Imagine you're before the Oracle of Delphi, which, by the way, she had the ancient curse by the gods that they would never believe her until after the disaster struck, and then they would believe her after the fact. But hopefully people will believe and realize we're in the knife's edge, and even while we have the demon rats destroying themselves geopolitically, Trump is marching us toward, even with red flag laws, the New World Order. We have to understand what's going on now is the environment's deteriorating, people's health is deteriorating, cancer rates and rates of ADD and sexual perversion are going through the ceiling because we're destroying the biology of the human race. The globalists want a dirty green new deal to actually destroy us. What's your tough questions? Go ahead. Whether it's health, cancer survival, heart failure, whatever it is, or a geopolitical or spiritual issue, ask any question on earth, and I will give you the instant answer or break the problem down to its constituent parts. Please.
Okay. This is Cousin Bob, Bill. And I've heard you many times in the past. And I think I even saw you at the Granada Forum when she had it in
That was back years ago. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay. So, first of all, I just want to make a comment because it just happened yesterday to me. You know, I went out to the Ventura County Fair.
Right.
And I got to tell you, it's zombies all over eating is what it comes. It's bread and circus. It's come full-fledged.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Well, we see this at the Del Mar Fair, too. I mean, the toxic food there at Del Mar Fair. I don't attend it. It's bizarre. And then people are drinking aspartame, Splenda, Advantame. They're eating genetically modified food. They're taking vaccines. They're drinking toxic water. It's no wonder human biology and intellect is gone. And then we have toxic churches, toxic politics, toxic geopolitical discourse. And no one's even taking geopolitical action as a pro se litigant. We're letting the lawyers. The lawyers are totally part of the problem because they are belong to the Bar Association, which is a Masonic demonic organization. And it's all a sham, including I'm coming to the conclusion that Donald Trump, for example, even though he's done some good things in business, he's not listening. I'm not getting through to him from over 2 years now, trying to get through to the man on missile defense or on anything. And now he's screwing up with even red flag laws, pushing which are going to cause states to actually start seizing guns.
Wow.
I'm not impressed. I'm telling you right now. I asked the question 2.5 years ago, is Donald Trump going to either be the Antichrist or introduce it? Now I'm getting my answer. Unfortunately, even if he's not the Antichrist, he's bringing in the system.
Wow. You know, I'd like to think, well, I know for me, I like to talk about personally. I now call America, I put an SC in front of America. We're Scam America. I get so many scam calls every day on my cell phone. Okay, it's getting ridiculous. Getting ridiculous. So the only suggestion I have is I label it, I add a new contact and call it scam. So if they call again,
I'm using a biblical term. I call it Ephraimerica. Ephraim became so apostate, God allowed to be taken away by the Medo-Persians to Isfahan, western Iran, including my ancestors, which are the Kohanim, including the descendant of Moses, who eventually married the daughter of the king of the Mede and took on the tribal name. And the Magi, which are my ancestors that gave the gifts of Jesus, were my ancestors that gave Yeshua the gifts and knew that he was the Messiah coming. The fact is that without God, you cannot take away sin, and that includes the sin of a nation like America. And the good works of America, which are many, do not take away the sin of America. We manage the drug trade. We manage the organ trade. We manage the human trade. We manage the financial system of the world because the Federal Reserve, we've actually controlled the state of it's a real hell in Saudi Arabia. And in fact, the scam of 9/11, we know that Donald Trump knows it was an inside job and a demolition, but he's not going to say it, is he? Even though he's a builder.
I don't know, maybe in a second term.
Right now, maybe he'll get in a second, if he becomes a Christian. He's not a Christian yet. If he gets 2 hours with Dr. Bill and my cohorts, in video or in person, the man is going to get bathed in the truth, and he's going to have a chance to choose God. And if you don't choose God, you choose evil, and evil will consume you, because you can't understand the human intellect cannot match the intellect of Satan without the power of God behind you. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
So ask your questions. Go ahead. Your first name again. China Lake.
Was it the White Hats that somehow detonated some kind of weapon on that bullseye to release the and get rid of the babies in cages?
You're talking about the China Lake disaster again. Where was that again?
Yeah, the so-called earthquake, yeah.
You're talking about the recent one that they recently had?
Yes.
The one that just happened a few weeks ago you're referring to, right?
Yeah, July 4th and 5th.
Well,
Do you think it was a regular earthquake?
No, it's not a regular earthquake. Let me explain what's happening. Are you aware that one of our primary underground nuclear testing bases is actually near China Lake? Did you know that?
Yes.
That was a nuke that actually was being tested underground and triggered off that earthquake. Now, you got to understand, when they say that earthquakes are, they can't tell, they actually have universities in California that are monitoring the telluric frequency across the fault zones. Now, I know technology, and I can explain it to a geologist to actually break superquakes down to microquakes every day. Did you know that? And the way to actually do it is every tectonic plate has a harmonic resonance like a wind chime. And you can actually pick up the wind chime frequency because we've actually mapped out the Earth using torsion field imaging. So every fault zone on Earth, we actually map out their fault zones. And we have weaponized the upper atmosphere with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum. So we can actually set up what's called a torsion field harmonic resonance field from the upper troposphere at 70,000 to 80,000 feet to the ground, because there's five layers to the Van Allen radiation belt. And the bottom layer is the lithospheric layer, the crust of the Earth. Do you know that? And what they do...
No, but I do now.
Well, let me explain. What happens is they set up a frequency. If they know the frequency, let's say the frequency is 11.83 times da-da-da-da hertz, they can actually tune in that frequency and over a period of hours, pump in frequency, so eventually the Muir resistance between the rock faces drops to zero, and you get a massive release of radiation, of energy, so it moves so many inches or even feet. For example, in Los Angeles, there's a vertical upthrust zone that can move in more than a meter that's locked in the rocks, and there's a horizontal zone that's locked north of Los Angeles in Simi Valley that can move over 12 and a half feet. Did you know that?
Whoa.
If it moves six inches, all of the overpasses and all of the buildings over one story tall are going to fall in Los Angeles within 25 miles of the fault zone. Now, it doesn't transmit far like it does on the East Coast, where it can go 125 to 200 miles. In Missouri, they had an earthquake in 100 years ago, and it created an entire lake 26 miles long. Were you aware of that? The largest earthquake in America was not Alaska. It was actually Missouri 100 years ago. Did you know that?
Nope.
Did you know that the fault zone crosses the United States like a giant X, like Satan taking his claw? There's a giant X fault zone running all the way from Washington State all the way through to Missouri and the East Coast. Did you know that?
Wow. So what about that New Madrid fault? Is that going to go off before San Andreas?
No, let me explain. The earthquakes are moving in what's called a clockwise direction around the Ring of Fire. We had major earthquakes recently in Alaska. We also have one 2 years ago off the Cascadia subduction zone off of Oregon and Washington State. And in fact, the seafloor fell 8.5 feet. Did you know that? Now, the Indians have a dance called the Dance of the Thunderbird, and every 300 years, roughly, the Thunderbird dances, and there's a giant tsunami that strikes all the coastal settlements. So the natives knew, if they're on the coast, because they're doing fishing in order to get their food, right? that if the Thunderbird dances and the tsunami hits, all those Indians die. So the Indians, if they had any advanced learning from their intuitive knowledge, because remember, all of us human beings have intuitive knowledge, right? And some of us are more intuitive than others. So the shamans or whatever, in their, or their medicine men, if they knew in advance, they get the high ground before it would come. You'll see this even with animals. They'll move in higher ground, say in Hawaii or some other island, to higher ground even before the people are walking around the beach, because the water will withdraw away before the tsunami strikes. Did you know that?
Well, no.
The water pulls away. If you see the water pulling away, head to high ground right away, people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the tsunami. That's what happened in Pattaya, yeah.
Yeah, you always get the withdrawal of the water from the sea. All of a sudden, they're like, whoa, I can see all the mollusks and everything on the beach and all the seashells. Run like hell for high ground, okay? Now, what's coming is we have two north poles and two south poles. The magnetic field of the Earth is dropping at an enormous rate. The north rotational pole right now is in Siberia. It's not at the south Baffin Island like it was thousands of years ago. We're about to have what's called a crustal slip called the lithospheric slip, and the globalists are in a panic to bring in their green agenda, get rid of much of the population of Earth, because a geoclimatic disaster is coming. And the New World Order is dependent on having the internet and satellites and
okay, would that be the solar flare? Would that be the solar flare?
Well, solar flare can trigger it off, but the solar flare triggers off ice ages and what's called lithospheric disjunction, where the crust moves on the mantle, and it moves slowly over 2 months at the rate of a senior citizen walking 1.2 to 1.3 miles an hour over 2 months. But if it moves southward, for example, North America would move southward, which I've had envisioned over 20 years, 1,200 miles, which means the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba, not northern South America. And most of the southern United States will be in a tropical environment. Most of Russia and China will be inside the Arctic Circle and froze to death. Hmm. Did you know that? That's what's coming.
No, but I'll take the tropics.
Right. People need to understand that much of California will be peninsulas and islands, because it's going to be a lot of it destroyed. Do you know that the area, which is Baja California and the northern part of San Diego area, North County San Diego, we're on a peninsular island, actually separate tectonic plate, that over the next 100,000 years will actually even slowly, will be off Washington State and eventually off Alaska. Do you know 12,000 years ago Alaska was on the equator? Did you know that?
No, but I know Antarctica was supposedly in Atlantis.
Antarctica was not in the South Pole. Antarctica has subtropical plants off in the ocean floor underneath the ice shelf. Did you know they're still growing there?
Vostok. Yeah, I know there's a lot under Lake Vostok.
Yeah, what people need to start understanding is the world changes dramatically, and the globalists are in a panic over it because they want their new world order, they want population reduction, they want to be in conception control with genetic and cybernetic engineering to lengthen the lifespans. They want to launch themselves off Earth and terraform Mars and the belt and move across the galaxy. But that's our destiny, a saved human race, not a bunch of global devils and false church and false politicians on both sides. The two-legged beast, both Democrat and Republican, by the way. That's what's coming.
Yeah.
Make sense?
It's just a few.
No one else is going to tell you this. No one else is going to tell you this except Eagle.
Nope.
That's who I am.
Nope.
The Moshe of our day. The Moshe of our day. Here.
Wow.
Listen, old people. Not my words, but the words of the Most High. The medicine for the blue.